For years, most residents of southwestern Ohio thought the Fernald Feed Materials Processing Center was a Purina dog food plant. The name and the distinctive red and white checkered water tower may have been intended to give just that impression. But for nearly four decades, the facility was actually processing uranium ore and feeding it to weapons plants. Jane Powell is the current Fernald site manager.
It was low-level enriched uranium, generally in the 5% range, that was produced and then sent on for fabrication or further enhancement in places such as Oak Ridge, Hanford, Washington, and Savannah River.
Engineer Kathy Glassmeyer started working at Fernald in 1985.
There were probably 2,000 people working here. Very busy, 24/7, three-shift operation. Never shut down.
Glassmeyer says Fernald was a great place to work. The plant's employees were a close-knit community, drawn together by the secrecy surrounding their work and pride in their contributions to the nation's defense.
It did have a good culture of family almost. Some people had worked here their whole lives. There were a lot of people that met and got married from here, and everybody ate in the cafeteria, including the company presidents, on down to the lowliest of the porters who mopped the floors.
But there was a dark side to the Fernald culture as well. Operated by for-profit companies under government contract, production was the top priority. Workplace safety and environmental issues seem to have been secondary concerns at best. Glassmeyer cites just one example.
We found out that none of the valves in the building had numbers, none of the lines had identifying labels, because all the old guys who had worked here knew what everything was. Well, at that time, it was a turnover of the new generation. We were all coming in going, we don't want to guess.
Treated in an equally cavalier fashion was the 340,000 metric tons of radioactive waste generated over the years by the uranium extraction process. Jane Powell says it was stored right on the Fernald property.
It had to go somewhere. And it started out being disposed of in unlined pits, then lined pits, and then when that wasn't possible, it was put into drums.
Fernald's waste emitted relatively low levels of radiation, but the facility was also storing highly radioactive waste from other weapons plants. It was this more dangerous waste that first brought Fernald to the attention of local environmental activist David Fankhauser. He's a professor of biology at the nearby University of Cincinnati.
Two members of the Sierra Club and I did a radiation survey around the perimeter of the plant. I had what's called a scintillation counter that detects gamma radiation. And as we drove along the road, I took readings and plotted how far we had gone. And there was a clear, dramatic increase in radiation at one point.
What Fankhauser detected in the early 1980s turned out to be nuclear waste created 40 years earlier as part of the Manhattan Project, America's World War II drive to build an atomic bomb. Fankhauser says when he published his findings, the local press scoffed at his concerns. But soon after, it was revealed the plant was also spewing radioactive uranium dust into the air and contaminating the local water supply. Then, he says, the community took notice and the press did an abrupt about-face.
Well, suddenly, it's like somebody threw the switch. And I never forget that first Enquirer headline talking about radioactive releases from Fernald and finally looking at what were clearly dangers to the genetic material of people that lived in that neighborhood.
Fernald was closed in 1989, and the more dangerous high-level waste, about 20% of the total, was shipped to disposal sites in western states. As for the remaining 80%, site manager Jane Powell says it didn't go far.
The community decided they really didn't want to ship this waste across country. So through a series of meetings and negotiations, it was decided it would be acceptable to build this facility here.
The facility Powell is driving past is a long, grass-covered mound surrounded by a stone moat and razor-topped fencing. 720 meters long and 20 meters high, the mound is a series of clay-lined containment cells. Inside the cells is 40 years' worth of nuclear waste, contaminated soil, and the remains of Fernald's 300 buildings. Running along one edge of the Fernald property, the mound looms over the landscape. At a cost of $4.4 billion in 10 years, the rest of Fernald has been transformed into a nature preserve, home to deer, turkey, muskrat, and many other creatures, as well as 200 species of birds. The process of transforming a weapons plant into a wilderness is a story of public outrage, action, and compromise. We'll have details tomorrow. Mike Osborne for VOA News at Fernald Preserve in southwestern Ohio.